Most medication abortions in the U.S. use two drugs in combination, mifepristone and misoprostol. Now that a federal judge in Texas has ruled the Food and Drug Administration didn't properly approve mifepristone for medical abortions, access to the medication is in jeopardy while the courts sort out legal challenges. But that doesn't mean people seeking this type of abortion are out of options. The status quo has not changed yet. And it is possible to end a pregnancy using just misoprostol, the other drug in the two-drug regimen. Dr. Mara Gordon has been looking into how misoprostol-only abortions work for NPR's Shots blog and joins us now. Welcome, Mara.
Thanks for having me.
So I have to imagine that people listening to this conversation have two top-of-mind questions. The first, is a single-drug abortion safe, and is it effective? So let's start with the first one. In terms of safety, how does it differ from the two-drug method?
So there's ample evidence from around the world that the single-drug regimen using misoprostol only is safe and effective for ending an early pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says that it's okay. The World Health Organization says it's okay. Basically, all of the experts have weighed in, and they say that if a patient needs to use only misoprostol to have an early abortion, it is safe.
Okay, and what about effectiveness? Is there a difference between the one drug and the two drug methods here?
So for all intents and purposes, misoprostol alone is just as effective as mifepristone plus misoprostol. This has been studied really widely all over the world in a lot of different settings. And over again, we see that misoprostol alone effectively ends early pregnancies. There's some very, very minor variability in some of the data that has to do with some of the ways that the researchers set up the research questions, how they dosed the misoprostol, how frequently the patients took it, things like that. But now we have a standardized regimen that doctors recommend that patients can be sure is an effective way to end an early pregnancy.
Is there anything else that a person who's pregnant should know when they consider undergoing a misoprostol-only abortion?
Well, there are some downsides to the misoprostol alone protocol, which is why doctors will typically recommend the two-drug regimen if it is available. The misoprostol alone regimen, it actually takes fewer hours total than the regimen that combines mifepristone and misoprostol, but patients tend to experience a longer duration of bleeding and cramping. The misoprostol is really the medicine that has a lot of side effects, and so she needs to take more misoprostol if she's using a misoprostol alone abortion. So patients will experience a longer duration of cramping and bleeding, nausea, vomiting sometimes, and so that's why doctors tend to prefer the two-drug regimen.
And there's also, of course, a question of access. As it stands today, is misoprostol widely available for pregnant people?
Absolutely. So the most important thing to know is that medication abortion, as of today, is still widely available, including mifepristone and misoprostol. The judge's decision out of Texas is not yet in effect. There's a lot up in the air legally. It's not totally clear if the decision is going to become the law of the land. So for now, doctors are prescribing mifepristone, patients are taking mifepristone, and they're taking mifepristone to have medication abortions, and they're also taking mifepristone to help with miscarriages. This medication is used for multiple purposes. That's really important to note. And as of today, it is still in widespread use. Misoprostol is also really widely used. It is stocked, I would guess, in almost every labor and delivery unit in the country. It's used to induce labor. Very, very common medication. It's also used to prevent gastric ulcers. So if you're taking too much ibuprofen, your doctor might prescribe misoprostol to help reduce some of the stomach discomfort that you experience with those medications. So misoprostol is everywhere. It's stocked widely in pharmacies. The question just comes down to whether or not abortion is legal and accessible in the state where a patient lives.
Dr. Mara Gordon is a family physician in Camden, New Jersey, and an NPR contributor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.